Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome, folks. Hope you enjoyed your flight. You may now unbutton. This is my impression of an annoying guy jumping up immediately when the plane lands.
That's nice. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Dude,
no.
Dude, sit down.
Thank you.
It's going to be 10 minutes before we get... Sit down.
This is good. Yeah, okay. Be here for another...
Your head is 10, literally
15 minutes or so.
It's more... Sit down.
Boo!
Why are you doing this?
Boo! You suck! Sit down!
Why are you like this? Why are there people like this? And
what's the point of what you're doing? You've been on an airplane before, right? You know, nothing happens for like 15 minutes.
Keep your booty in the seats, folks. We just landed.
That's what I'm trying to say.
That's what we're getting to fly more. Vibes are up. That's great. But I'm a big back of the plane guy.
Yeah.
Because who cares? We're all getting off this thing. Land, people pop up. That happened to you recently?
Yes. It happens every flight. But, I mean, today, this morning, I was on a flight. Mm-hmm. Two flights. Not a direct one, unfortunately. In both times, guy sitting right next to me, it was like someone lit a fire underneath him. Yeah. As soon as that plane lands and the seatbelt sign goes up, here he goes. Just ramming his head into the air conditioner.
Yeah,
like, dude, chill.
Yeah, you swear some of these guys, like, as they're landing, we're like about to touch down and they stand up. They're like trying to ride the landing. I'm getting off this thing. Or what's worse is the people, they land and pop up and they sprint like 10 rows up. They cut you.
I don't get the... And most of these people, like if you're flying on a weekday at 9 a.m., I'm sure you do this somewhat often. This isn't vacation for you. Mm-hmm. I know you know how this goes. You're just going to stand there with the crick in your neck for like 11 minutes. Just chill. The seats are nice. You're in comfort plus. Come on.
Come on. When you stand up in a window, you're a psychopath. That person, we need a whole new TSA for those people.
Yeah.
Get them patted down. Because you stand up like this. Mm-hmm. Like this. I just want to stretch my legs out. This is better. I hate that, dude.
Yeah. My legs need this more than my neck does. My neck is fine.
Yeah. My neck's been great the whole flight. You a neck pillow guy?
I looked into my first neck pillow this weekend when I was away. I was like touching one. I was in Brookstone. I had like a 3-hour layover. And so, you know, you just eat and you go to Brookstone. Those are the only two things I know to do in a long layover.
Oh, dude. I got to try to find this. So you're looking at Brookstone pillows. I saw these other pillows online. I'm going to find it. You keep talking about what?
There I am, massaging a neck pillow, thinking like, do I need this? I already sleep pretty well on flights. And then I start to think, I bet I'm not the first person to massage this neck pillow. And there's one left. So do I want to take this highly massaged pillow?
Yeah,
no, I don't think so.
It's got neck pillow bugs.
And
you know it.
You know this too, because I'm always bragging this to you. I have very good side neck muscles, so I don't have issues falling to the side. Yeah. You know,
you'd have a thicker neck.
I do have so a thicker kinda, neck. Yeah,
your it's neck genetic. Just naturally. If I said Jake, relax your neck.
And see, it goes back.
Yeah,
it doesn't just go to the side.
Locks into place there. Yeah,
it just goes back here. We do that all the time. Yeah, he's always like, Jake, lock your neck.
I'm hey,
like,
you again. Look stressed, man. Relax your neck. It is. You have these hoodies that you like blow on the...
Blow on?
There's like a tube in there and it just... It's like built into your hoodie. What went wrong in your life that you need one of those?
Is this a self-blower or like you...
It's a self-blower,
you travel
yeah.
with an air compressor.
Yeah.
A cartridge of CO2.
Maybe.
A few different nozzles depending on if it's a European pillow or...
Here's a guy kind of giving you a taste there. He's got this little tube. He's blowing it up.
Self-inflatable neck pillow. Core
that's mid blow and then post blow.
Be careful Googling okay. those terms.
Yeah, don't. All right. whoops. Welcome back to Correct Opinions, folk. Jake is joining me today.
Hi, I am thick neck Jake.
Thick neck Jake.
That's me. Thanks for having me on, dude.
Thick boy. Thanks for coming on back. Correct Opinions. We got a good episode today. As always, roll music.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
You guys know Jake. Say hey to Jake in the comments.
Hey, comments. It's been a while since I've been on Correct Opinions, though.
So yeah, it has been. It has been. I feel like, because we usually back to back the Correct Opinions and the Do Less Guest Patreon only podcast, which is a riot. You should check it out. Trakeny.com/Patreon. So, yeah, we need to change up the scheduling sometimes, maybe, because it's like we can't. It's hard to do back to back podcasts together. All right, let's talk about a bunch of other stuff for another episode
with a different audience, somewhat with different inside jokes.
Yeah,
they don't know that I'm Thick Neck Jake anymore. We got to start over.
Oh my gosh, yeah, we got to keep that straight. But
Here we are.
We're doing well. I want to start us off hot with a little dramatic reading, a little inspiration irritation.
Okay.
Because it's a great segment here in Correct Opinions.
I've got a couple as well. It.
Oh, you do?
I got a couple short ones, though. A couple short and sweet.
Yeah, I do, too. Mine's short and sweet. Here we go, Jake. You ready?
Yes.
This is another post on Facebook. Please prepare your hearts and minds for this. It reads, "We are beyond excited to announce that Chloe is in fact pregnant. We have waited, planned, and prayed for 3 years for this pregnancy. We all cried at the docks when the ultrasound confirmed her pregnancy. Chloe is the black and white try. I think that maybe that refers to the mammograms, ultrasound.
Yeah, it's going to be a black. We don't have the color ultrasound yet.
I don't. Joshua is the daddy-to-be. The doc is pretty confident she saw at least two twins. But beyond that, it's hard to tell this early whether or not she keeps seeing the same baby or babies over and over or multiple babies. We have a TLC show in the making here.
How fun.
Chloe is healthy and doing well. Nothing looks amiss on the ultrasound. We go back in another 3 weeks for the next ultrasound. Her due date is April 13th. These puppies are not going anywhere. Not for sale. We're just sharing our growing family. Whoa! That was an M. Night Shyamalan ending to a dramatic reading.
It's quite the twist.
And then the photos. They're Chloe and Josh are two chihuahuas. She bred her own chihuahuas, it seems. Prayed over it, even.
Yeah.
Three chihuahua mamas. Thank you for another dramatic reading.
When bread and chihuahua are combined, you're thinking some sort of burrito at Taco Bell. That's usually when you breaded chihuahuas.
That's where I think most of our minds would go. And then you feel like you're having twins, maybe.
How many puppies are in there?
Yeah. It feels like twins. And then it comes out.
And one's black and one's white.
Yeah. And then it comes out as what feels like a whole litter. Oh, litter box is what I need.
Dude, could have told you, had the first bit of information been that a dog's name is Joshua, I could have told you these are crazy people.
Yeah. Chloe and Joshua are the dog's names. The black and white ones. Ma'am, easy. It's 2021.
Okay. Calm down. Mm-hmm. You're not my neighbor. You can't just say those things, okay? You can't just say those things wherever you want.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. You have a sweet old lady neighbor who's a little racy.
A little old-fashioned.
Old-fashioned is what we like to say.
Is what she would probably call herself. That's what we
like to say. yeah, I thought black. I've been working on a joke of like comparing like what would the type of dog breed be to people. And like Chihuahuas would be Karens, obviously.
Yeah.
Just less Hispanic. Way less Hispanic. Yeah. And then something about black labs. But you're not.
Well, I don't know where you're going with this.
They're...
Black Labs Matter?
Black
is
Labs
Matter. Is that where you're going with that?
No, that's kind of funny.
Okay, yeah, write that down. Everyone write that down. It's going to be on the test.
Like I did a show once. I was asking people what kind of, like, always what kind of dog you have. I always get a variety of answers. And
yeah.
Some white girl said Black Lab once. I was like, that's problematic.
Are you fetishizing them? Is that what's happening?
You better watch it, Courtney. I love how Courtney's the most basic white girl name and a really cool, like, athletic black male's name.
It's very rare to have that kind of combination.
Is there any other combo like that? Maybe.
I'm running.
It's a tough question. It's a good trivia question.
Yeah. This is going to be a new Trivial Pursuit.
What name is often found in a sorority and an AAU basketball team? Courtney. Correct.
That'll be a good thing for people to comment, I think. Mm-hmm. You have more time than we do.
Yeah,
right
now. Yeah, let us know.
We're on
That's
the spot.
A fun. That's a fun one.
There's also names. Do you agree there's just certain female names where it's just like you hear it and like, she's going to be attractive.
Yeah.
Like I've never seen like an ugly like Chanel.
Yeah, like yeah.
Brandy.
Right.
Oh.
Don't get me going on Brandys.
Had a lot of those out on the farm.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I bet 30 nut Brandys out from the farm.
Yeah. Knows how to work a hay baler.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Hey, Baylor.
Yeah. Square or round bales? You tell me, Brandy.
That is true. Names do seem to matter. You know, I don't. Like, I'm also trying to work on a joke how Katie, my wife's name, Katie, I mean, how many Katies do you know? Actually, Jake, you first. Literally, I want you to think about it. How many Katies do you know personally?
How about I go on my phone right now and see
yes,
how many
okay.
Katies
Derek,
I have?
Derek, I want you to think of the
Just
same.
Derek. Okay. Derek.
How many
oh
do you think?
My gosh. There's a lot.
Okay, let's do this. How many Katies do you have on your phone?
Everyone, Katie check.
Katie check. This is a great new challenge. You guys, everyone has to... Everyone check your phone.
Everyone
comment
right
how many Katies. I've got... Don't forget the one Katie that starts with the C.
I also have some Catherines that go by Katie's on my phone.
Okay, well, yeah, you got to count those. I want to...
I think I'm going to nail... I'm going to dominate you guys.
Okay,
I'm not even going.
I have my number.
I'm not going Catherine's. I'm not going even C's. Just Katie's in my phone.
I'll go first.
Okay.
I have 11.
Okay.
Seven.
22. 22 Katies.
That's a Christian camp counselor right there. Got us.
He's worked at a summer camp for sure.
That's amazing. So I'm working on that because I think, you know, Katie, you know, you're not seeing a lot of people birthing Katies right now. So I think Katie could be 20 years from now is Karen, is what I think.
Oh, no.
My mother's name is Karen, which I think is also hilarious.
That's too bad.
There's no one named Karen under the age of 25.
No.
But Karen's a great name for that generation, and that's why it's coined that. I think Katie, 20 years, it's going to feel like a real mom name. I think so.
There's so many basic names that I think are just going to go extinct. Just because,
yes.
I mean, look at the, I mean, you do it all the time, the crazy baby names, like all these things coming in. There's no Lawrence. There's no Ashley's. There's no Sarah's. Just cauliflower.
Yeah.
That's it.
I actually heard of a couple, this creative couple who they kind of said they were actually creative. And they said, you know what? People are getting creative with these names. But what name are you don't see anyone naming their kids right now? Lucy. So now in 15 years, and be like, Lucy, what is that name? And I was like, well, it used to be a common one. Now it's unique.
Yes, she was kind of a demon child, so it's actually short for Lucifer.
Like,
but I don't know. We're trying to bring it back.
Well, we're trying to bring it back. It's good. It's good. It was either that or Sadie.
Four, of course.
Four old Satan.
Yeah, Hades and Sadies.
Yeah, I, dude, I I really want to name my... I would actually do this. I think I'd love to name my kid just Bob. Yeah. And it's not short for anything. His legal name is Bob. It's Bob Kennedy. And like that would... I just love... You risk a lot with the names. Like you said, if you name a girl a weird name, but she turns out to be like pretty and like athletic or something, you're like, oh...
Tabitha doesn't match.
Tabitha, yeah.
Tabitha.
Oh, her name's Jakely, but she's really good at volleyball and honor student, so now it's cool. Like, if Bob Kennedy's dunking on kids, that's really cool.
Yeah, it kind of rebrands it.
But if Bob Kennedy's an accountant, he's, you know, he's gonna have a ceiling on him.
Yeah. I was wondering, so there's a new show on Amazon Prime with LeBron James' son, like, and it's like his high school basketball team. Mm. You've seen this, heard of this, whatever.
I've heard of it, not seen it.
Two different kids on the team are named Zaire. I'm like, did these parents know this is going to be a very high-achieving name?
Wow.
16 years ago? Like, hey, are we all in on this? Let's go. We have athletic genes. Zaire is the new name.
Okay.
Two different kids on the best high school team in the country. One's Dwayne Wade's kid. His name's right. Zaire. And then there's Zaire. Another Zaire Williams or something on the team.
Yeah, I...
How did they do this?
I don't know how they do that.
They have the same cycle or something. They synced.
Yeah, they probably. I don't know how they do that. I recently learned that my, randomly looked this up, Kennedy, it's an Irish name that means, it's a combination of two old, I guess, words in that language or something.
Cool.
That's head and ugly. Like, so I think my last name means ugly head.
Huh. But maybe back then, ugly was a good thing.
Exactly. That was my thought.
It's like gay.
Yeah. Or fat. Like, remember when fat was a compliment?
Yes.
I want to bring that back. Because I forget that from time to time. So I went up to some person that I thought was just... This girl was in, like, a dope pair of shoes. I'm like, yo, you're looking fat today.
Mm-hmm.
And she tried to hit me. And I was just like... I'm just in this house so much talking to you and Derek. I forget.
And she probably didn't even hear the pH.
Right.
Some people can't distinguish.
Right, say with a PH.
So this is, yo, those shoes look fat.
Right, and with an F.
Do you hear that? Yo, those shoes look fat.
Yeah.
Huge difference.
It is, and that's...
Write that
but
down.
But we're professional communicators, so I don't expect everyone to get that.
No, there's
especially
no
way. The girl with... She had a big old fat pair of shoes on.
Fat pair of shoes.
Mm.
Yeah, this is what we do. I have a sports marketing degree from a small Christian college, okay? I think I know
they
the
know
difference.
Their sports. Yeah. They do. Actually, I think they really do, because that's the perfect world of people who are like, we watch and analyze it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We actually, do not play it.
I don't know if I've ever told this story publicly before.
We journal.
But I, junior year of college, my advisor called me in her office, sat me down, and she's like, Jake, I think you need to choose a major. I was like, that's a good point. I've been noticing.
You've been here for 4 years.
Everyone else around me is doing this, and I'm not. And she was like, I have some kind of exciting news. SBU is getting a new major. It'll be ready by the time you're a senior. You could graduate with it. It's called sports marketing. I was like, okay, I like the idea of being like the first.
I like sports.
Yeah, and it was like, that's great. And, well,
yeah,
so
you
I
went
I
to
just...
a Christian college. You were never, you hadn't been to someone's first.
Nice.
Sorry.
Like, I wanted to
finally.
Do this. Yeah. I was the only one in my friend group not engaged or married. So it's like, they've all been each other's first. I need this somehow.
I need sports marketing bad, man. You have no idea how down bad I am.
And so I leap into this. You know, I want to be their first. And this major is not accredited in the least bit. It's not like fully done. And so second semester senior year, I should be taking my most upper level, my most intensive courses. I took PE. And then just like business classes, and they just slapped them together. And like, that's sports marketing, right? Do you feel like you learned sports marketing? I never took a sports marketing class.
Do you know how to balance your debits and credits?
Yes.
Did you improve your ball handling?
Yes.
Think about it.
You're a sports marketing expert now.
It's all control, right? You're controlling the books and the balls.
Yeah. No turnovers and no audits.
Yeah.
No poor audits. So, yeah, they don't even offer a sports marketing class.
So good.
Second semester senior year, I'm taking team sports, just railing kids in volleyball.
Oh, yeah.
Set me. Come on.
Dude, I'm a freshman. Why is he in here?
Yeah.
Sports marketing.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
I don't know if I've ever told that story, but I'm like, that was my degree.
I love taking those.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Man, so Katie was a biomedical engineer, and all her friends were engineers. Their college experience, they get together and are like, man, college sucked. And I'm like,
did it?
I was literally given the answers to half the tests I took.
We had a Google Doc among all the students of the answers.
I mean, it was outrageous. And I took a sports marketing class. It was basically just sports trivia. I was having a blast. It was so easy.
You nailed that Courtney answer. That was on the test. Exactly.
It was. So.
And a quick little cherry on top, the end of that story. The irony, I wasn't even there first. Turns out, little surprise, graduation day, I don't have my diploma, and I didn't go to chapel enough times. Didn't get my diploma until 4 years after I graduated. Plenty of other kids were probably sports marketing majors, so.
You had a chapel requirement?
Yeah.
This is like you had like average one a week or something?
Yeah, I was like 25 a semester. Mm. But by my senior year, they
you like... You got to dress up?
Nope. Okay. Come as you are, baby.
Yeah.
Come as you are.
Life church.
Yeah. By my senior year, they changed the rules where it's basically just like, if you just like have a Bible somewhere and you could prove it, sure, chapel credit. Mm. It was so easy to get them.
Yeah.
And I somehow still didn't have it.
Just anytime someone in charge walks by, you're just...
Jeremiah 29:11. Yeah. Good. Chapel credit for you.
Oh, sorry. I was praying. Chapel credit.
Go ahead and take one. Yeah. Go ahead and take one. Thank me later.
Just setting up in PE. Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
All right, guys. So let's go over the basics of 6-on-6 indoor volleyball. Now, of course, each side gets 3 hits. But as I like to call them, that's a little bit of the father, which is the bump. Son.
Son.
The set.
Son sets us up.
And then you hit him with that Holy Spirit. Let's pray, guys.
Yeah.
Let's pray.
Plant that spirit right on their forehead, baby. Yeah. It's Ash Wednesday.
Come
line
on.
Up.
Every day.
Uh-huh.
This is a Tuesday, Thursday class.
Woo.
But it's always Ash Wednesday to me.
Yeah. You're going to give up that behind for Lynn to me. I'm whooping it.
Get on the line. Get on the line. Yeah, that might be that a little segue into my dramatic reading.
Oh, yes. Bring us back. Please. Okay. Let me cue you up.
Like I said, it's pretty short and sweet. Just a couple really inspiring posts from this one girl.
Please enjoy. Oh. Well, I messed that up.
Different vibe. No, it's okay. Welcome to volleyball, guys. Come on in.
Okay. We're gonna get this going.
You got a quick ad. Hey, been seeing more ads on your Instagram videos, so good job.
Oh, yeah. I guess they're ramping them up or something.
I don't know.
Thanks for your support, everyone. And please enjoy.
This isn't easy to say, guys, but I'm going to say it. You tried to crush her, but only succeeded in creating a diamond. Where are my diamonds at? If you want to be holy, rock on. Stick with the rock theme.
Mm-hmm.
But if you going to be judgy, get gone. Woo. Step back, baby. Round here, we leave the judging to Jesus. Thanks for coming out.
Woo! That had some passion behind it.
Someone is out there captioning their selfies with that. Like, that is just a selfie with that caption. It's so intense.
You just made a diamond, baby girl, and I got Jesus, and don't look at me.
Like, and don't judge unless if you're going to judge, step back around here.
So it said... It said that I was made into a diamond from pressure.
Yeah. You tried to crush her. I don't know. It's spoken in like second person.
Okay.
You tried to crush her.
Now baby girl a diamond.
This is like me. I'm in the audience. Like, I didn't try to crush her.
Ooh,
hey.
Whoa. I was just a DM. I didn't. Now I'm a diamond. And then what?
If you want to be holy, rock on.
Okay. Thank you, I guess.
But if you going to be judgy, get gone.
Okay.
And I like that that's the only part of it that rhymes. Like,
yeah.
Briefly, it is right. Rhymey. And
rock on.
We quickly go back to free verse. Step back, baby. We got some grammar issues, too. I wasn't even trying to read it. Step back, baby, comma, round here, period. End of sentence.
Oh, okay.
Step back, baby, round here. I think we all get that. That's an independent thought.
Yeah. Except there was an object. There was an action.
I think there was just all predicate there. And then new sentence. We lead the judge into Jesus. Purple heart emoji.
Okay.
That's how Jesus would have wanted it. He got the purple heart, I think.
You hate on me, I'm a diamond. Hey, you want to do your thing? Rock on, but don't look at me. And then we don't judge me.
Step
Jesus. Step back, round here.
Period.
Round here.
Purple heart.
She's saying she's been like working, like she's becoming rounder?
I think.
Step back, baby. She's been doing step back, like workout?
James
Step
Harden,
back,
maybe.
Baby. Round here. Step backs have made it round here. Like a diamond.
It's a selfie of her just kind of like with a hand on her romp. Step backs have made this round right here.
Round here.
I don't have a diamond.
Don't look. Jesus is watching.
I'm not engaged. It makes sense.
Wow, okay.
It's kind of, once you hash it out.
That was inspiring.
It is inspiring. Mm-hmm. Okay,
man,
cool.
I don't know how, I don't know how people do captions. Captions are brutal. Like ours, we just have to title our video right, but I don't know how these men and women caption these ridiculous posts.
Oh, yeah.
It's not easy.
I've been seeing people are big on the line breaks nowadays. Like, you know, two full, you know, they hit return a few times to get to their next thought. And then I hit read more. And now my whole screen is their essay. Mm-hmm. This is a lot. I'm never going to read this.
Do you know those people you follow that every one of their posts, it's like, oh, another TED Talk.
Yeah.
There'll be like a selfie of them under like a barbell. And they're like, let's talk about strength. Strength isn't what you see in this photo or what you think it might be. Strength is within and being okay with who you are. I'm like, what? Dalton, why are you telling me this?
Here's the thing, guys.
You just don't have anything to do at work right now.
You can't do 8 sets of 4 with your mind.
Yeah.
It's hard to know what your max is with your thoughts. So just be thinking about that this week, guys.
Be thinking about that. I love to go to the gym and try to crush a new PR, hit a new max. Why don't we try to get a new PR with our self-love?
With our relationships around us.
Max out those mental health meditations.
Maybe
Let's get a new max on that.
Maybe the max you need to hit is just calling your mom.
Yeah.
What do we think,
Get
guys?
A few reps of that in.
Hmm? Twice monthly? I don't know. Let me know down
Call
in the comments her. What your max is, guys.
Call her
back.
By the way, my name is also Max. Ladies, I would like to meet you.
Call your Max.
Yeah.
It's my given name.
Yeah.
I'm trying to bring it back.
Yeah. It's a dog's name, but
you know. Yeah, we have a friend named Gunner, and he's a great dude, but definitely has a dog's name.
Yeah. Gunner.
You say you're going to go hang out with Gunner. It's like, oh, I didn't know you got it. He's just my friend. Just my friend.
Oh, are you time traveling to World War II?
Oh, is it 50 caliber?
Oh, okay.
Or is it a Jack Terrier? What are those two things?
Is it better or worse than Gunther?
I think Gunther and Garth, I'm sorry, are just the two just like ugliest like sounding names.
Yeah.
Garth. Gunther.
It's just so close to girth, which is a brutal word. Girth is runner up to moist. Could you imagine your name being Yoist? What's up, man? I'm Doist.
What's up, Groist?
What's up, I'm Groist. I'm Groist. Groist, good to meet you.
Are you saying, sorry, I don't even know what else it sounds like. It sounds like Groist.
Yep, yeah. Moist with the GR. Moist with a what?
My middle name is Growlet. Your name is Groist Growlet. Yep.
Yeah.
My parents.
Parents were, they were in the business. Kleenex.
Yeah. We don't talk about Kleenex. Those are our rivals.
Yeah. Shh.
I hate those guys.
Groist Growlet.
Groist Growlet.
Groist ground cake.
How do you feel about, you know, nowadays, it's been a thing for several months now, but the stewardesses on the airplanes give you a moist towelette every single time.
Oh,
is this for my chair?
I take great joy in saying, no, thank you.
what am I going to do with this?
I take great joy in doing that, particularly when I travel with Katie, because Katie very much like, let me get that. She gets it out, and she's doing this everywhere. And she's like, here, get it. Like a toddler. I'm like, I don't want that. She's like, no, here, give it to me. I have to treat you like a child. And she's like doing my hands. I'm like, what in the world are we doing? It's a great pleasure. He's like, I don't know.
Opening your hand.
Yeah.
Forcing it open.
I'm like, no. She's like getting it done. I'm like, no.
It's like when you leave the dentist just to go eat McDonald's.
Yeah.
No, we're not going to go to McDonald's after the dentist.
She's the kind where like if she'll drop, you know, for eating little, you know, wheat thins, we drop it on our own home's floor and I'll like pick it up and eat it. She's like, I'm like, we live here. What do you think? Did someone run in here and like lick the floors? I don't know. Come on.
How bad could it be?
But she's like, no, but my shoes have been in these other places and then now they're here walking around. So now you might have tuberculosis.
You should get a couple vaccines.
Yeah.
One for TB.
Do you know anything about TB? Do you know people could get that?
I just assume it was one of those like smallpox things. Like probably used to be an issue, but I think we got it figured out.
I think very rarely people in America can get it. And really? There's just like this intensive antibiotic 12-week crazy thing you do to get rid of it.
Oh, wow.
And my old buddy, O'Neill's, you know, he got what turned out to be a false positive. But he's like, I went and they said I had TB. And I'm like, I don't think that's possible. And this was right in the pandemic COVID years. So we're joking like, if he gets COVID, he's dead, dude. He's done. And he took it again and was negative and it was just weird. But yeah, then I had Katie being like, I think you should go get tested for TB. I'm like, what? I just heard about like this going yesterday. Yeah. No. She's like, I don't know, maybe like I guess she had to get tested because she works in hospital. So she was fine, but she's like, I don't know, like it might not be a bad idea. I'm like, I'm not. And then he got negative and we avoided that. But I was like, I got tested for everything.
That's so funny. It's just in the heat of everyone testing positive for COVID. He's like, I tested positive for something that was rampant in the 1870s. I don't know.
I don't know what happened. That was funny.
Also the whole false positive thing.
Yeah. Why is that a thing?
I don't know.
Yeah. This, did you finish the COVID test? What is it? 65%. It works 65% of the time. Let's roll that out around the country. Let's really get this thing popping.
False positive. I wish I would have known that was an excuse I could use for things. It took until the year 2020 for me to know, oh, I could just use this as an excuse. We're talking, you know, high school exams, when girls don't call me back. Oh, you probably just got a false negative of me as a human.
Oh,
we need to go out back again.
Yep.
And rerun the test.
Yeah, we need to run. Yeah, I'm only 65% people like me the first time.
We did like a rapid date. It was just coffee. We probably need to go to dinner because they're not as accurate, the coffee dates.
I'm better there. Better off. Like I was hungry. My blood sugar was spiking.
Yeah.
You know,
I had my back to the natural light. So I was kind of silhouetted. I feel like it makes like my mustache look a little weird. Next time, maybe if we don't get a false positive. We get, you know, you see me in good light.
Right. I'm sorry. I hadn't taken my blood pressure medicine. So that's why I was saying racial slurs. Did you see that?
Yes.
That's a callback from way back then. The guy said the N word. He's like, to be fair, I was really woozy.
I have diabetes.
I have diabetes, people. You talked to any, remember that old guy in the commercial was like, I have diabetes. Remember that guy? He probably said that. Remember that?
I do
remember. Those were my all time favorite commercials. Yeah. The white dude. Do you remember those, Derek?
Yeah, he died recently.
Did he? R.I.P. to him. He was wonderful. I loved him. He had like a white handlebar mustache and he'd be on a ranch and everyone started with, well, I've diabetes. And then he'd promote the whatever product.
Yeah. And not once did he say racial slur in those commercials.
No, exactly. No. Exactly. So I think that's proof enough that it's not a side effect. He died in 2020.
But yeah, that
not from natural causes.
Not TB.
Not TB or COVID or diabetes.
But yeah, that one guy just like, hey, I know I shouldn't have said that, but wait. Hear me out. I have diabetes.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, I thought you were going to have a legitimate excuse.
Yeah. People are like, you should have said that in the first place.
Like, you know how the pancreas and insulin is related to these, you know, really judgmental.
All our forefathers had diabetes.
Yeah.
All of them.
You know, those are all related.
Yeah.
Ask any doctor.
It's called type 3. People don't know about it, but that is one of the side effects.
Type 3 diabetes.
Sir, what?
Is that your Enneagram? Nope. Just let a slur go out when I'm on the mic every now and then, about once a month.
Yeah. I figured since I knew this was one of the side effects of my disease, I thought, I should get into public announcing. I think that would be the best bet for me. Yeah, how great is that? If you're really like, this is a side effect of this, maybe you don't do a job where you don't talk a whole lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where there's no script and you just have to speak about what's happening for 3 hours straight. Yeah. Don't get into that profession.
Right. Where you just, somewhere you just have, you're just quiet and you're around no minorities.
Yeah.
The Mormon church.
Yeah. Go be a sports marketing. Yeah.
Dude, I thought I deserved more credit. That was, I don't know if I should keep that in. Was that too
I was going to go the same way. I was like, yeah, just go.
Scientology. Yeah. I don't know. I'm kidding. That was.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Okay. What are we talking about? I don't. How do I even talk about the diabetes guy? The diabetes guy?
No, the racial slur guy.
Dang it. So, I was getting excited. If the diabetes guy was my youth pastor, I would be like, I know a famous person. Oh, how old was the guy who said the racial slur? In Oklahoma or whatever. He wanted to be a youth pastor? I guess that's not.
At one point in his life.
Oh. That was another excuse? Guys, 20 years ago, I was almost a youth pastor.
So, I'm a good guy.
Yeah. I had a letter of recommendation from one of the elders. Talk to him.
I could have.
Yeah, I don't know how we got on this tangent. What were we talking about?
I don't know. Moist helmets.
Groist.
We talk about airplanes a lot this episode. I've been noticing recently, I did some solo traveling, and it happened on multiple flights where we've also been, you know, trying to do more shows, more comedy shows recently.
Of course.
Caught myself this morning coming off a flight, and I was thanking the pilots and the stewardesses at the end of the flight, you know. But it was like kind of like I just left a stage. I was like, thank you guys, seriously. No, thank you. Thank
guys,
you, seriously.
Yeah, it means the world.
Thanks for coming out, you guys.
Mm.
Thank you guys so much.
Encore.
I'm walking off the jetway. I'm like, I don't think that was weird how I said that.
thank you guys. Thank you. No. Thank you.
And thank you guys. You. And thank you guys. We're going to be here tomorrow night as well. If you guys want to come back out.
Yeah.
Whole new stuff.
We'll be back here tomorrow. Southwest Airlines.
Tip your stewardesses. Those towelettes aren't cheap. All right?
Dude, I came up with I'll have to show it to you next time we're out on the road. I came up with my new kind of walkout song for the tour.
Oh, I like the one you have.
Ooh, I think you're going to like the new one.
Okay.
I'm excited. We'll just leave it for that. You'll see it on the tour.
Okay.
My wreck diesel will hear it. Ooh.
What's up?
That's the best I got right now for my listeners. What I call them, you know.
And Rectees is what you...
Yeah, I came up with Rectees. I thought that was a little kind of had a fun ring to it. And I've basically got a resounding, unanimous, we don't like that from all of them.
That's how I felt.
So, you know, we're working on that.
Let's see. I don't know why I need to look at the words to know what the words are.
Yeah, you gotta see it.
Like, what show am I on again? Oh, okay.
Maybe see a cop? Cops?
Cops.
Maybe that's not...
Correct opinions. Pennies. Ponies. My little pennies.
Pennies. But dude, you know you're doing well, not to brag. If I see a penny lying around my house, I just throw it in the trash.
Just kick it underneath the fridge.
Yeah, exactly. What are we going to do with the dang penny? Why are we even making pennies anymore?
They should stop. We should talk to someone. Be like, hey, yeah, we've all talked. We're cool if you don't make any more of these.
What amount of money would it have to be that you happen upon on the ground for you to pick it up? What's the minimum?
I think a $1 bill.
I agree. I see a quarter, I'm even like, ugh. What if you saw...
It's not just you don't want it, you go blah.
Yeah. Ugh, why are you...
Gross.
What if you happened upon four quarters in a bunch? Would you pick those up?
Gross. No. It has to be a dollar bill. That's right? Why I said that specifically.
Six quarters. What's the minimum amount of quarters? If for some reason someone dropped like their little... Some little girl dropped her piggy bank.
Dude.
Let's say a little girl dropped her piggy bank and it shattered. They left it behind.
And she yelled, I don't want it.
Yeah.
You can have it.
Yeah, exactly.
As she's running away.
There's $2.12 on the ground, consisting of 17 coins. Would you mess with it?
The only time I would pick up anyone's change on the ground is if there is conveniently a coin star right next to where they dropped it. Like basically if they drop their piggy bank in the Walmart where the coin star is, then I will pick it up.
If I'm right by like a Quick Trip, I'm like, this is a hot dog. Otherwise,
maybe even then,
maybe
I just can't do the coins.
I agree, man. I never forget. There was one time walking out of church on a Sunday. I was a young boy, 8 years old. I happened upon a $10 bill. Oh, I was like, yes! There's so much money back then.
It's a lot.
So what do you think my parents did? What do you think my parents did?
They said, no. We were going to find whose $10 bill this is. Mm-hmm.
So then what do you think happened?
Then
I mean, there's no one in the vicinity. What do you think happened?
I don't know. I think that this would have been before social media. I think they went into the church and told the pastor, and it was on the bulletin next week. Hey, the Kennedy family found a $10 bill in the parking lot.
Young Trey found a $10. He was a nice, honest boy and brought it. No, we very, very close, pretty much. We just walked, couldn't find anyone, of course. Yeah. And they go, well, you know what? This isn't yours. You know, you happen to. So what I think what's best, it's all God's money. So we went back in and just handed it to someone and like tied that. Like, Trey went to the. I handed it to some guy. I'm like scared of adults. I'm like, And I was just so pissed. It's mine. And what a lesson they taught me to basically, if I ever come across money, never notify them of it.
Yeah, that's the last time I learned that lesson.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's four packs of Pokemon cards.
Thanks for teaching me.
Down the drain. I hope the church buys four packs of Pokemon cards with that money, at the very least.
I remember finding another like 20 one day. We went skiing. And there was like near the slope, and there's a lot of people around. I found like a 20. I was just like,
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
I learned. They taught me a valuable lesson that day. I'm always thankful for that.
I remember one time.
Lie to your parents.
I was at TB, different TB.
Got it.
Talk about the Chihuahua one.
Tampa Bay.
This is like when like Chaco.
Sweet Chaco. Tampa Bay.
What am I saying? Chihuahuas were like really running the Taco Bells. It's like 2007.
Right. Yeah. That. Could they be canceled for that at one point?
Because the dogs have Mexican roots.
Right. That's interesting.
I think Taco Bell has Mexican roots, so maybe they just... I don't know.
I like it. Yeah.
me gusta. But I'm in the Taco Bell drive-thru, and I'm with my cousin, and he's like, dude, is that money in the bush right there? I'm like, no, that's like a napkin. There's no way. He's like, no, get out. That's money. I'm like, fine. I get out. It's a $100 bill. I'm like freshman or sophomore in high school. I'm like, oh my gosh. A crisp $100 bill. Like, this is crazy. We get our food. We're driving off. We can't believe it. We're like looking up in the sun. Like, we don't even know what a counterfeit dollar bill looks like. But yeah, no, this is legit.
Yeah.
And we're driving on the overpass now. We look back to the Taco Bell and we see this like family, like kind of taking everything out of their car. They're like taking their car seat out and they're like taking out like luggage. And so we just like felt this like, dang it. That seems like someone who maybe just lost $100.
Yeah.
They're like looking for it. And like, I couldn't not see it. So we turn around. Good little boys for a freshman and sophomore in high school. We go back and we say, hey, are you guys missing some money? And they say, yes, we are. Oh my gosh, we're looking for it everywhere. It's like, okay, that feels good now. We found the right people. Here you go. We give them the $100 bill. And then the mom like takes it, but has like stacks of $100 bills in her hand. So one, I don't even know how she knew one was missing. I mean, she had several thousand dollars of $100 bills in her left hand and like took it and put it in there. So one, it was like, how did you even know this is missing? Two, like, what's going on? Yeah. You have, like, your luggage packed, and, like, there's a kid in the back seat.
You're eating taco. Was it late at night, obviously?
It was daytime, but it was at a truck stop.
Mm-hmm.
So Yeah, that just always sat with me. Like, what did we just witness there? Yeah, I don't know.
You got your DNA on some drug money somewhere. That'll come back to bite you.
I don't know.
It will.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I remember I had a Taco Bell honesty moment. We frequented this Taco Bell. I remember there was this old man who worked there, and
did he have diabetes?
No, but he looked like that guy. He looked like that guy. And I remember, I think it was a deal where he just like, he tapped on my order and I could kind of do the math and tell it was wrong. I was like, did I think you forgot this? And he was like, young man,
just snap.
He was like, young man, honesty is the best quality. Don't let anyone tell you differently. Free cinnamon twists. And I was like, hey, I'll tell you all my secrets, buddy.
Now I'm conflicted.
Yeah.
Because my parents are kind of pushing me towards lying, and old man River here is kind of telling me honesty gives me cinnamon.
Yeah, no, I don't want to give parenting advice, but if you want to teach kid honesty, you have some cinnamon twists in the back pocket.
Something churro related.
Yes. Whoa. Remember the little the game
where you put
the
coin? I was going to ask you about that when you got done, yeah.
Never won it once. I got so close one time.
Everyone had a friend, though, who was really good at it. Let him do it.
Yep.
Let him
do it.
That
was you? Derek won it every time. This cinnamon twist plug. We need some cinnamon twists.
Let's go back.
Dang.
Yeah, everyone had a friend who was just like, give me your quarter. I'll win us a burrito. Because that was like the expensive one. Mm-hmm. I think dime is what got you cinnamon twist. I was a dime guy. Mm-hmm. But they're like the least, they're the lightest coin. It's hard to.
Right. Right. It's just the dexterity, I guess. I didn't have it. Impressive. Yeah. But I can't imagine. I've had several moments where like someone drops your wallet and you track them down and give it to them. Great feeling.
Yeah.
Can't imagine. Guy's just like, oh, score. Just
taking it.
That'd be brutal.
You ever been stolen from?
Yes. I've fallen for one or two kind of eBay type scams.
Cool. Who hasn't?
But kind of like just straight up jacked, like in person or something. No, I don't. No.
Good for you.
No.
I haven't really either. My car got broken into once. But it was a 2004 Toyota Camry with the paint chipping off. So I think they were probably a little disappointed.
Yeah, like, maybe they thought you had some drug money or something.
The old Camry doesn't have anything valuable inside of it? Shoot. I think they took my like change drawer that you have in your car.
Oh, yeah.
Of just like a weird combination of like coins and melted chapstick. They're just stuck in your car forever. Mm-hmm. Frankly, I don't know how they even got them out of my car.
Right.
I was planning on selling that with the car someday. Like, well, good for you guys.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, these guys are geniuses.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never been stolen from, which is nice.
Good for you.
Yep, never been stolen from.
Have you ever stolen anything from other people?
I did. I think I've told the story sometime on Correct Opinions. I stole something once. Still haunts me. Gave that item up to Goodwill. We were going through my old colleges, like, you know, I was like a fun thing for, you know, I was like a fun thing for people, mainly, you know, like I'm a Christian, I'm under 21, I don't drink.
Yeah.
We find other ways to do fun.
Yeah.
So we're going to go commit a higher profile crime and trespass and break into things.
I'm going to climb on the roof of several buildings.
So that was always, I remember being kind of like, okay, if we're going to break the law, I think maybe having a few beers would be more fun. I don't like let's maybe not to break the law, but and we did. We went all through this like facility, and they just we like happened upon like the merch closet where it was just hundreds of like, you know, college branded stuff. And we're sitting there with like my goody buddy. It's like, this is a really cool t-shirt. Okay, let's do it. And we did. And like the next day, we're all like, how should we go take it back? Like, oh, we were beside ourselves. I didn't wear it for months. Finally, I was like, I guess I'll just wear it. I wore it. I went to Brahms. If you know, you know. Brahms ice cream. And the guy there goes, cool shirt, man. Where'd you get it? And I was like, I don't know. It was a good deal. It was a steal.
Taco Bell drive-thru? No, I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah. And I
diabetes?
To Goodwill.
Wow.
So, you know, I'm going to have to pay for that one day. That's how you're a drug money guy. I'm a thief.
Yeah.
This is the end of it.
I donated some apparel of yours to Goodwill one time.
Hope thanks. Okay. I've donated a lot of my own merch to Goodwill. So was it the canceled Ari Friel tour merch?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm excited for someone to find that.
That's like a pretty like rare artifact.
Definitely.
Yeah. I actually got a size small, so it was more of a midriff on me.
Yeah.
How rare it was. I don't need my belly showing.
Yeah. That's a good point. We'll get you at least a medium.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah.
I really appreciate that.
That is a funny part of the tour, like you forget about us, you know, tracking in Ari Friel shirts with all the dates on the back. And you're just like, One, we thought we were postponing. Well, I guess we still are postponing that tour, but it's like, I mean, these shirts are done. They all, it's like March, April, May 2020.
Yeah. March 11th and 12th were right.
Yeah.
We got those.
And when we were like planning to do the next tour that we thought may or may not happen later in 2020, we're like, instead of the dates, should we just, you know, not put the dates on it? But I think now we know it's happening. Let's put the dates on it, baby.
You're going to be a date guy again.
I'm going to be a date guy again. I think so.
I can't wait for Ebola to strike again. And actually, no, I don't even want to joke about that. Nothing better happen. We better get to perform to all those cities. You guys know. We've announced it. Buy your tickets.
Yeah. Ugh. It's quite frightening. But yeah, thanks for coming on the pod, man. If you want more of me and Jake and Derek, we do a bonus podcast every week. We have behind-the-scenes footage. So much quality content all on my Patreon. Portion of it goes to charity, treykennedy.com/Patreon. And, yeah, man, it's going to be a good year. I can feel it. I mean, warmer weather is just, it's everything.
T-shirts are awesome.
Because you just come back from Florida, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Was it nice? It was nice, of course.
It was awesome. My neck got sunburnt.
Yeah, that's when you know it's good.
That's good.
Are you a sunscreen guy?
Sunscreen guy? Yeah, I'm a sunscreen guy. I wasn't yesterday in Florida, but yeah, sometimes I'm a sunscreen guy.
Yeah, sometimes.
I didn't bring my own, and I went to Universal Studios, and I was like, I don't want to buy their sunscreen. They have enough money.
Yeah.
I'll get sunburn instead. That'll teach them. Ah. But yeah.
Yeah, I'm currently texting Katie because I can't. I'm at a debacle right now where the dry cleaners are about to close.
Uh-oh.
And it's part of my outfit for a wedding I'm in this weekend.
Uh-oh.
And I was like, I'll get it in the morning for the flight. Tomorrow is Thursday.
Okay.
And for whatever reason, I've never heard of this in my life, but the business is closed on every Thursday.
Oh, that's classic.
So I think I'm just going to be buying a nice little get-up there in town.
Actually?
Probably, yeah. To be fair, I think it's all I need from it is maybe just a white button-up. So.
Oh, okay.
Can't have too many of those, right?
That's not too bad. Yeah, get an extra one.
Right.
And, you know, maybe, what was that Kanye West song? Didn't he have a song about the laundromat that was closed on Thursdays? Closed on Thursdays.
You're my pride cleaners. That's an episode. Correct opinion, y'all. Come join the Patreon. Want to hang out there. Thank you, Jake, for being on there. Jake has another podcast, too. We're just podcast boys.
We love to hear ourselves talk. If you want more of me, listen to Ghost Runners Podcast every Monday.
Yep. So get all your... And then, our Patreon podcast is every Thursday. Woo. So you could really fill up your week, people.
Fill it up.
Thank you all again. Do less, God bless. We'll see you next week.
Thank your pilots.
Yeah, thank your pilots.
Thank you.
We'll be back. Peace.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Everything I say is the correct
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around.
Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.